Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bouncy old-school drum and bass call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, with that deep jungle, dark roller atmosphere. The vibe here is classic, short phrases, plenty of space, and a groove that locks in with the breakbeat instead of fighting it. This is a mixing-focused lesson, so we're not just writing notes. We're shaping the riff so it sits properly in the track, with clear mids, controlled low end, a decent amount of width, and a dark character that supports the jungle mood. We're going to keep it beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices only, so you can repeat this in any project. First, set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really solid old-school DNB starting point. Then create a group track called Riff Bus, and make two MIDI tracks underneath it, one called Call and one called Response. If you already have a drum loop or breakbeat running, keep that playing while you work. That context matters. A riff can sound amazing on its own and still fail in the mix if it smothers the snare or clashes with the kick. For the sound source, keep it simple. A great beginner choice is Waveatable on both tracks. On the call track, start with something a little brighter, but still filtered. Think saw-based, short attack, medium short release. On the response track, use a darker version of the same sound. Lower the cutoff a bit, maybe add a little more detune, and keep the tone more mysterious. The goal is not two totally different sounds. The goal is one conversation, with two characters. Now let's write the call phrase. Keep it short. Old school DNB works best when the riff is punchy and spare, not overworked. Make a one-bar MIDI clip and use just 2 to 4 notes. You want something rhythmic first, melodic second. A good starting idea is to hit on beat 1, then on the end of 1, leave some space, and maybe add another hit on beat 3. That gives you bounce without crowding the drums. If you're working in a minor key, D minor is a great place to start. Try notes like D, F, A, and C. You don't need a fancy melody here. You want a motif that feels like a stab or a question. In jungle, the rhythm of the riff often matters more than the exact note choice. Next, build the response. This should answer the call, but not copy it exactly. A really effective trick is to duplicate the call clip to the response track, then move some notes down an octave, remove 1 or 2 notes, and change the last note to create tension. You can also shift the start slightly later so it feels more like an answer than an echo. That little delay can make the whole thing feel more human and more musical. A big part of bounce comes from note length and velocity. Shorter notes usually hit harder in this style. If everything is long and smooth, the riff loses its snap, so go into the MIDI clip and tighten the note lengths. Then use the velocity lane to give the phrase some life. A nice rough guide is main hits around 95 to 110 velocity, and ghost hits around 50 to 75. You don't need perfect numbers. Just avoid flattening everything. Small differences in velocity can make the riff feel played instead of programmed. Now let's make it feel more like deep jungle and less like a plain synth loop. Add auto filter, EQ8, and saturator to each track. Start with a low-pass filter. On the call track, keep the cutoff a bit higher, maybe somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz depending on the patch. On the response track, go darker, maybe around 2 to 5 kHz. That way the call feels a little more upfront, while the response sits deeper and more ominous. You can also automate the filter cutoff over time. Even small movement helps. A little opening on the last note of the call, or a slight closing on the response each time it repeats, makes the loop feel alive. Old-school DNB loves subtle instability. You don't want a static loop, you want motion. If the patch supports it, add a touch of modulation inside Waveatable 2. A tiny move in Waveatable position, or a light LFO on the filter, can add just enough aeration to keep the riff from sounding too rigid. Keep it subtle. We're aiming for atmosphere, not a wobble bass effect. Now let's talk about the mix, because this is where the lesson really gets useful. Use utility on both tracks and think carefully about width. Keep the important low-mid content centered. You can give the call a little more width, maybe around 110 to 130%, and keep the response slightly narrower or more focused. If there's low end in the riff, keep anything below about 150 Hz mono. In this style, the kick and sub need the center space. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. On the call track, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. On the response, maybe a little lower if needed, but still clear out the unnecessary low end. Then sweep through the low mids, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz, and see if anything gets boxy or muddy. Make a small cut if needed. If the top end gets harsh, gently reduce the 2 to 5 kHz area. The main thing is to carve enough space for the drums and sub, without making the riff feel thin. A good beginner rule here is simple. If the riff sounds weak after EQ, you cut too much. If the drums still feel crowded, you need a little more cleanup. The goal is balance, not perfection. Next, add a little saturator, just a bit of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip on if it helps. This adds grit and harmonic density, which is a huge part of that vintage jungle character. It helps the riff cut through on smaller speakers and gives it a more broken, old tape kind of feel. If it gets too fuzzy, back the drive off and use EQ to keep it controlled. Now route both tracks to your riff bus. This is where you glue the whole conversation together. Add a glue compressor, an EQ8, and maybe a very subtle reverb or echo. On the glue compressor, use a gentle ratio like 2 to 1. A moderate attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and an auto or medium release. You only want about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the parts feel like one unit. If you use reverb, keep it small and dark. This is important. Deep jungle atmosphere is not huge wash everywhere. It's controlled space. A short decay, a little pre-delay, and a high cut will give you depth without smearing the groove. Echo can also work beautifully if it's subtle. A short 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay, low feedback, and darker repeats can make the response feel haunted and cinematic. When you arrange the riff, think like an old record. You might start with 8 bars of a filtered call only, then bring an alternating call and response for the build, then let both parts hit in the drop with drums and bass. In a breakdown, you can make the response wetter and more atmospheric while pulling back the call. A simple filter, automation before the drop can create a lot of tension without needing more notes. Here's a very important coach note. Start with the drum pocket. If your stab sounds great in solo but ruins the snare space, shorten the notes before you reach for more EQ. A lot of beginners try to solve groove problems with more processing, when the real fix is often just better note length and better timing. Also, don't try to fill every bar. A lot of the jungle feel comes from what you leave out. Silence is part of the groove. A call, a pause, then a response can hit way harder than constant playing. That little gap creates suspense, and suspense is a huge part of old-school D&B energy. If you want a few extra tricks, try shifting the response slightly later than expected, or alternate octaves on the repeat, or change only the last note of the phrase instead of rewriting the whole thing. Those tiny changes can make the loop feel more alive without making it complicated. You can also automate scent levels so certain responses get a bit wetter than others. That contrast makes the conversation much easier to hear. For an extra vintage edge, you can layer a very short transient click under the stab, or use a tiny amount of bandpass filtering for that chopped sample jungle flavor. If you want more grit, try a light touch of redux or vinyl distortion, but be careful not to destroy the clarity. Another classic move is sidechaining the riff gently to the drums so it breathes with the beat. Keep it subtle. You want movement, not EDM-style pumping. Now for a quick practice exercise. Make an 8-bar riff using just 2 wave-eatable sounds. Write a 1-bar call with 3 or 4 short notes. Write a 1-bar response using the same rhythm, but lower in pitch and a little darker. Repeat that over 8 bars. Then add auto-filter, EQ8, and saturator. High-pass both tracks. Put a little glue compressor on the group bus. Finally, automate the filter so it opens a little before bar 5. That alone can make the whole section feel like it's lifting into the drop. If you want to push it further, make the response wetter, darker, and less busy than the call. Then listen at low volume. If you can still hear the question and answer relationship quietly, it will usually translate really well in a club mix. That's a great test for this style. So, to wrap it up, keep the riff short and rhythmic. Make the call and response clearly different. Clean the low end with EQ. Add a little saturation for grit. And use subtle filter movement to bring the jungle atmosphere alive. The real magic in old-school D&B is not complexity. It's space, tension, and groove. Build the riff like a conversation, mix it with intent, and let the drums do their thing. That's where the bounce lives.